CloudPlay Bloomreach unveiled a new investment of $170 million today, more than doubling the company's valuation to $2.2 billion. The funding follows a $150 million capital raise announced in January 2021. The latest round was led by Goldman Sachs Asset Management. Joining us now in a first on Yahoo Finance interview is Bloomreach co-founder and CEO Raj Dedada. Raj, nice to see you here. Congrats on this transaction here for you. Doubling your valuation in about a year is really no joke. How did you do it, and what is your technology being used for right now?
Hey, Julian, nice to be here with you, thank you for the invite. Bloomreach is really about e-commerce software, and so the way we think about the world is e-commerce, which is exploding online, it's now a $5 trillion plus industry, has really become endemic to consumers worldwide. And what we've really seen is a transition where for the first 20 years of e-commerce, it's been all about what we call standing up the store, just transacting online. But that's not good enough anymore. It's all about differentiating online or standing out from the crowd in this incredibly competitive digital world. And that's the software that Bloomreach offers. And so I think what we've seen is the pandemic has accelerated the business, growth has accelerated really fast, and we've accelerated with all of that.
Raj, I feel like a year ago or a year and a half ago, you raised your hand if you were in the private tech space and people threw money at you. And it feels like it's getting more difficult. But tell us, is it getting more difficult? Is funding harder to come by?
No doubt. I mean, you know, it seems like unicorns are less unicorn-y, you know, every day is what it felt like a lot of last year. But indeed, what we started to see, I would say starting in October, November, is almost a 30% plus correction in high growth SaaS names out there. And that adversely impacted companies that I would say were just spending inordinate amounts of money in order to grow. And fortunately for Bloomreach, we never had that point of view. We always said we're going to grow really fast. But as we grow fast, we're going to put the money where the unit economics are really strong. And so we've had, I would say, the dual benefit of fast growth and relatively high profitability for a fast growing SaaS company. And that's the reason we've been able to raise capital in these choppy markets.
Raj, what's the mood out in your circles of fellow tech entrepreneurs? Really, it's been a tough start to the year. You had that Meta warning. You have a lot of companies out here trying to overcome Apple iOS privacy changes. What's the mood as you see it?
I think the folks that are in it for the long term haven't been affected by any of this, because all of us, I've been at this for over 10 years, and I see another 10-year run ahead. And so if you have that point of view, you're not affected by the volatility in the last month. But there are a set of entrepreneurs that have really looked at the world in a more arbitrage-oriented way and raised at incredibly high valuations with businesses that don't merit that. And I think those folks are a little worried and starting to think hard about whether they're deploying capital effectively and what it takes to earn out the valuation they may have raised in the private markets somewhat artificially.
It's a pretty volatile macroeconomic backdrop right now, Raj. Have you seen any trend changes in your business from large accounts?
What we've seen really is in the first year of the pandemic, e-commerce was up, you know, over 80% year over year. And so we power hundreds of billions of dollars of e-commerce. So we saw when people were shopping for toilet paper or when people were switching to hair supplies and the like. So first we saw the 80% growth. And then in this last year, the real question in 2021 was, would we see declines in e-commerce as a result of store reopenings, inflation, and all the other macro factors? And in fact, what we've seen is a fair degree of stability and a starting of the return to normal, which has been the secular 15% plus year-over-year growth that e-commerce has experienced now for over 20 years.
Raj, how's recruiting been as you guys build the business? Are you finding it hard to attract people? Are you having to pay them more or offer other kinds of benefits?
Well, we're certainly having to be, you know, that much more competitive. And you know, when people talk about the war for talent or the great resignation, all of us in the tech industry are no doubt experiencing that. We've done a few things that have been incredible. I mean, it starts with the fact that we have a 4.6 Glassdoor rating, a core set of values around a commitment culture, a 50 ENPS. And so basically, we think of Bloomreach as the single most impactful career experience of people's lives. And that's really come through in days like this when it's so competitive, you know, for talent. So I think we've done far better. We've recruited over 150 people just last quarter, and we continue to recruit at that pace. We've done far better than our competitors. And never has it been more important to care deeply and authentically about our team than it is today.
When's the IPO?
You know, it'll come when the markets are right and when the business fundamentals support it. I think we're at the scale right now where we could be a public company if we wanted to. We've crossed 117 million of ARR as of the end of last year, and the growth metrics and other financial metrics support that. But we're not in any rush. Obviously, $175 million gives us plenty of capital to go make it happen, but it's certainly in the cards in the short foreseeable future.
All right, we'll leave it there. BloomReach co-founder and CEO Raj Dedada, good to see you. We'll talk to you soon.